guys are in news. I'm Mary Rose. Iran is warning that any attack by the U.S. would spark a regional war.
Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei says that if the Americans wage a war at this time, it will be a regional war. And Khamenei says that Iran is not the instigator and doesn't seek to attack any country. But he says the Iranian nation will deliver a firm blow to anyone who attacks or harasses it. President Donald Trump has threatened to militarily strike Iran over its crackdown on recent nationwide protests. And the comments from the 86-year-old Khamenei are the most direct threat he's made so far after Trump sent U.S. warships to the Arabian Sea. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Reserve has expressed support for the president's economic policies.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A huge swath of the U.S. from the Gulf Coast into New England is mired in extra cold temperatures after a bomb cyclone brought heavy snow. There were hundreds of flight cancellations to North Carolina, snow flurries and falling iguanas in Florida, and more misery for thousands who are still without power from last weekend's ice storm in the South. About 150 million people are under cold weather advisories. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
The state has agreed to end its legal fight aimed at making a group of Catholic nuns and other faith-based organizations offer abortion coverage in their health insurance programs. Lori Windham of the Beckett Fund, which represented the plaintiff, says, quote, "The Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that a religious group should not be bullied for staying true to their faith. We're glad that New York finally agreed." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecutions of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern has issued a report saying believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking against their activities. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Latin America says churches are targeted by the cartels as a source of revenue. This is SRN News. There have been some recent changes in the price and value of gold.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are subject to a new fee starting today. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers. More details at srnnews.com.